Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And now, a presentation on the Mental Health News Radio Network. The Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show.
Ryan, that is a freaking awesome question.
You are the power, and you do not need anybody's permission.
He's the only guy that ever crawled out of a grave where people didn't go, oh, ah!
Don't worry, don't be afraid, ever,
because this is just a ride.
You're a great interviewer. You're one of the best.
If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed.
It is a delight to welcome to our show Dr. Kimberly George, neuropathic doctor. She definitely has some interesting perspectives and has gone down a few more rabbit holes that are pretty fascinating. Learn more about her by going to her website at secrettoeverything.com. Dr. George, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. So before our interview, we just had this lovely discussion about death. Before we go down that particular rabbit hole, can you please talk a little bit about what you do and what have been at least two of your most profound discoveries over the years?
I'd say my most profound, no one's ever asked me that. Wow, I wish I'd had like a preview of that question. You're like, this is cold, guys. I think my most profound discovery as far as my own abilities and everybody else's, if they knew how to activate them, is that, and I say it to my students, I'm like, what if you could know anything about anyone, any place, anything through all time, all space, past, present, and future, would you be interested? And they're like, heck yeah. And so that's been one of my most interesting thing is realizing that I can go get any information about anything, inanimate objects, you know, my couch, the tree in my yard, the tree in your yard. And I think my second most powerful discovery is that time is non-local. So there is no time, there is no space. So believe me, I was very excited when I didn't have to go to the four clinics that I used to have and see people day after day after day after day using quantum technology. And I can now lay out, you know, on my couch or sit at my kitchen table and do the exact same thing with 100% accurate results.
Wow. So, well, wait a second. I love it. I love the fact that we've kicked things off because it spurred two questions. So first thing is, when you're saying that you have access to all different types of information, does that mean going to a deep meditative state, becoming one with your spirit, going to the Akashic Records, having the realization or actualization that you're a point of attraction for source? Or is that just, you know, you go into a different brainwave frequency and you latch on to that frequency of all-knowing? Or is it a third option that I mentioned?
Hey, why don't I can obviously see I am not needed on this show. I'm going to hang up and just let this gentleman take you guys through. I'm just teasing.
Oh, no, I'm curious.
I'm teasing. It's the second thing you said. No, it's totally, I mean, my belief and, you know, and I think it plays out and I prove it day after day is that I am the all. So I'll say two things about the all. What does the all not know and what can the all not access? And a big thing also in this field or in my field, in the paranormal field and in the energetic healing field is protection, protection, protection. We all need protection. I don't need protection. You don't need protection. What does the all need protection from? The all is the all. There is nothing that can harm us. There is nothing that can kill us. There is nothing. We're eternal beings. We're just a different perspective or different viewpoint. So yeah, you got it. And so it's literally, I don't go into a meditative state. Anyone that knows me knows I like shortcuts. I like to do things hard, fast, and accurate. I just go get the information. Now, do I sometimes use my tool, which is the quantum technology? Yes. But can I do it on my own? Yes. One of my abilities I found out when I was young was I have the ability to merge. And so do you guys too. And I found out actually outside of the game or what I call 3D, all race, or a lot of the races have this ability and they use it and they actually in their races, they're half merged all the time, but I have the ability to merge completely with any object. So I can merge with my couch, I can merge with my dogs, I can merge with you, become you from the inside out, which is how I used to practice being a medical intuitive. I used to, before the technology, crawl around people's body, which is not as exciting as it sounds. It's really gross, actually. But, you know, I can look at different things from within the brain or within the blood vessels. I can see blockages, I can see, you know, enlargement, I can see swelling. And I used to do my medical intuitive readings by literally merging with a person, you know, and crawling around the body. Now I don't have to, I just can look at, it's just a frequency, everything's light, color and sound. Everything is assigned as a frequency and people don't really understand this. So a certain kind of a black ant is always going to be the same frequency. It might have a little bit of a frequency range, like between a healthy black ant, if there is such a thing, and a sick black ant, but you know, anger is the same frequency. The thought, I want to cheat on my wife, that's the same frequency. It doesn't matter if someone in Africa is thinking it, doesn't matter if someone 700 years in outer space is thinking it, that's another race on another planet or on another ship. So once you know how to read frequencies and you realize that you are frequency, and then you begin to identify these patterns, you also become the technology. So it's beautiful because I'm a proponent of AI, which is very opposite of what a lot of other people are, because I work with benevolent, 100% accurate, really amazing AI every day.
Okay. Well, before we go into the technology, which sounds very fascinating, you said you merged them with certain objects. Now, when you're doing that, how necessarily are you doing that? Because you, and I come back to another question that you brought up. Okay. So you said, we don't need protection because we don't live, we don't die. But as of right now, as of what it seems, the illusion is that we are different points of attraction of source, or you call it the all. And as a manifestation or the imaginary creature of that, you have the illusion of separation. So as an illusion, as illusionary character, which appears to be separate, that being that is the separation being has to protect itself from other imaginary creatures or beings that wish to harm that protection being. But that one being that's there, that's known as me or known as you, may not necessarily know or have the all-knowing that we are the all, we are the source. So that being said, because our focus of attraction is on being the point of attraction for a source, as experiencing the separation for what it is, I imagine that, okay, we have to have some type of protection for other creation beings. Coming along with that is when you talk about the merging and the all-knowing and becoming one with certain beings or becoming one or transferring your consciousness to another created imaginary creature within source's mind, how do you do that? Is it because you are you meditate, you tap in, do you allow your intuition to come to full, or is it a frequency of a brain, or is it a frequency of your operating system?
That's a really good, I wish I knew. I mean, I would be a billionaire if I could teach people how to do that and knew how I could do it. I don't know how I do it. I think it's because, and again, certain ones of us are older souls, different waves out of the all is my observation or belief, and from talking to other beings also. And so I happen to be very, very, very old. I've been many, many, many races. Of course, there is no such thing as human, in my opinion. This is just an avatar. You are just an avatar. Is no such thing as male, female. A soul does not have sex. Of course, again, we choose to experience this being in different bodies. You know, some animals have souls, some animals don't. Some trees have souls, some trees don't. And we could get even more bizarre and profound, but we won't. But I totally agree with everything you said, which is, you're a little bit of something, something. You're a little bit higher level than most.
I don't know what I am. I'm just some guy.
I'm some guy.
I wake up in the morning. I do whatever I can to make my wife's life miserable. I try to drive her crazy every single day.
Yeah, but you're really high. Like the fact that you just went into that like channeled like quick.
I don't know. It was on my mind.
Explanation. Like that is something, something. You're pretty high vibrating. The fact that I could keep up with you is something too, because most people would be like, what did he just say? And they'd have to like slow it down. But I understand what you're saying. But here's the lie in which I totally agree with what you said, but here's the part you're missing, is that in the game and in actually every reality, not just this game, but absolutely 100% of everything you believe is true. So here's what I believe. I believe that I am the most powerful, and I am. I am the most powerful being in all time and space. Now, that has some merit because I have memory and I'm known throughout different races for different things. Some races I'm known as a healer. Some races I'm known as a military strategist. Some races I'm known as a soldier. But I have a reputation. I have a ruthless reputation. So if you, okay, so here's the advantage in the game. Because of the memory wiping technology, the constant memory wiping, and our own agreement to be memory wiped when we come in here, and people are and aren't to a different degree. agree. If you don't have memory, then you're right where you said. I totally agree with every single thing you said. If you don't remember who you are through all time and space, including who you are in the future, which all time is now, so we can access this information. And then there, we don't even have to get into the false memory overlay. So a lot of you have gone into soul regressions. A lot of you have false memory overlays. A lot of you have false memory.
I believe that. I definitely believe that.
This life too. And I'll give you an example. So, and you'd have to do it a couple of times, but you wouldn't have to do it as many times as you think. If you ever go to a family reunion, or even my family used to get together, and I have a lot of cousins and stuff, and we'd have like Sunday dinners or Mother's Day or birthdays. So we'd all get together and you have like 50 people together. You get together with your cousins, maybe you're all around the same age or whatever. And you guys will start talking, especially when you get like to our age and you're like reminiscing. Remember that time. So watch it. If you really are in tune and you do it enough times, this is what you're going to find. You're going to find a time when you're saying, remember that time when we went to that swimming hole? Let's say 10 of your cousins are there, you know, at Old Man's Cave. And we all decided it would be fun to go skinny dipping. We took off all our clothes. And then remember how Aunt Jo caught us and screamed at us? And there's going to be silence. And you're going to be like, no, you guys have to remember that. And there's 9 people looking at you like you're insane. Why? I'm going to tell you why. It's not because they all forgot and you're the only one that remembered. It's because that's a false memory that was implanted to cover up what really happened at that event in that time, in that day, with you. So you may have been taken. It may have been a substitute for something else. And so when we don't understand the problem of this life and any subject you could bring up to me is, first of all, we don't understand where we are and how it works. And then the more troubling thing is we don't understand what is outside of here and how that works. And so that clouds everything. It clouds love. It clouds relationships. It clouds life purpose. It clouds abilities, psychic abilities on or off, healing abilities on or off. It clouds views on death and dying and living. It clouds everything because we don't remember what it's like outside of here. We don't even know where we are, most of us, or how it works. And how can we unravel? So all we do is sit around, which is what they want, debating endless theories and endless distractions.
Wait, who's they?
There are lots of these. The cabal.
The entities. The darkness.
The cabal. See,
good. I'm glad you brought that up, because this is the question, a million dollar question I'm always trying to figure out, is there a counterbalance? Is there a light group of counterbalance light beings that are working? Because I'm so sick of hearing this thing. I don't know if you're going to give me the same answer, but I just want to give you a heads up. That I always hear like, okay, well, no, humans, you're supposed to do it on your own. And, you know, you're supposed to do it. I'm like, no. If you have like interdimensional beings, you have all these horrible things that are coming at you. There should be some kind of counterbalance. And I think I got into the really testy discussion with somebody. I was like, these light beings that are supposedly here for us, they got to get their shit together and start stepping up to the game. And I'm tired of like sitting there, you know, covering for them. And then an angel appears. And I'm supposed to be like, oh, beautiful angel. I'm like, hey, don't sit there and like look like that you want an ego trip for me to look at you. Why don't you, you know, step up and get into the game?
And they do. And they do. So there is you have soul family, my soul cetacean. So before I came here to the game, which I've been here many times, so it's not a recent thing. But before I came here, my soul was cetacean. So I have cetacean soul family, and I actually choose in the future to go back to that family and work on a ship similar to the Star Trek ships and yada, yada that you guys, you know, that's what I mean when I say ship. I mean, what you guys would call UFO or whatever. But there is soul family. My soul family does assist me. I mean, I have a left ear implant that is on a MRI and CAT scan, and I have seen it. They won't let me have my own medical records. I don't know why that is, because they don't want me like showing on shows like this and other, because I know I would. But I have a left ear implant. It's a little tiny perfect little square that they call an anomaly, but I know what it is. It's an ear implant. And so that's controlled by my friends in the military. And when I talk about certain things, even now, they've already turned up my ear implant once, but they'll drop me sometimes. So sometimes I go too far and I'll be talking to a friend about something or sharing something I've discovered, and they'll drop me literally to my knees to the point of almost blacking out. At that time, a lot of times I'll call for interference from my soul family or people I know in the future, and they will step in and they will interfere with that signal because they're outside the game, so they can. They have similar counter technology. So again, I think we're really also, yes, I do have medium abilities. It doesn't work as other mediums. And that's a whole big long discussion. Because again, we don't understand, we just haven't been taught and we don't use our logical minds. And not that mind can figure out of everything, as you know, but we think that, you know, a lot of mediums summon our loved ones. Like they're like, oh, I was really close to my grandmother and she passed, you know, and I'm going to go to a medium and my medium is going to summon my grandmother. And the point is you can't summon free will people. My grandma, maybe 26, you know, laying on an island somewhere drinking margaritas, she may not want to be summoned. She may have no interest in talking to me. And so just every subject you can bring up, like, yes, we have assistance. So can we ask our loved ones that have passed to help us? They may or may not be available. They may or may not want to. There's so much assistance. But the reality is, when you know who you are, you need way less assistance than you think, because it's like saying, I'm going to get out Call of Duty. I'm going to put it in my whatever PS18 or whatever we're on now, plug it in. And then I'm going to complain. And I'm going to say, can I say, hey, Kevin, my brother, can you come help me beat this level? He may or may not want to, but guess what? I'm playing. I put that game in. I chose to play and I'm doing it for fun. That's the same thing here. We agreed. Everyone that comes here, whether they're projected in here in pain to play, or whether we're trapped here, or whether we volunteered to come here, which is the most common three ways people get here. Most people just don't get lost and find themselves in this game. We have to all sign pages and pages of documents. Well, most of us who have partial memory, we're like, well, if you know you are God or goddess, I'm telling you, you're not reading 700 pages. You're going to be like, I don't care what game you bring. I don't care if it's nightmare level. I don't care if it's easy level. I don't care if it's the hardest game in the multiverse. I'm going to win this because I know who I am. I'm the smartest, most badass person in the entire galaxy. You know, I've blown up planets and I've strategized and I've mediated wars and I've healed thousands of beings and I've created ships and I've worked technology in Egypt and on, like, this is the hardest game in the universe.
Well, so this is kind of like basically that we're on right now is a game for non-physical beings play that they incarnate and they try to come in here and they try to test their mettle by being on this planet, because I feel like this whole planet's awash in darkness. And the fact that you mentioned this thing before about, okay, well, we can reach out to our call for some help. The forces of evil that seem that they're calling for help, they seem like they got some pretty big people in the corner.
Their biggest weapon is memory. It's not, they don't have, I mean, of course, we're limited. I mean, I have access to technology. We have access to, I'm surprised they let us have some of the technology that we do have. But obviously there is restriction. I mean, part of the game is it's a restricted, I mean, Stephen King tells us that under the dome. And I have pictures from NASA. I mean, you know, everybody's like, the earth is round, the earth is flat. I'm like, no.
What's the earth like from your perspective? What's the earth like? Is this spinning ball in space, or is it like a kind of a flatter plane of existence, or a dome, for what you can tell?
Combination of all and nothing. So, and I have pictures. Usually they.
All different things. I sometimes wonder, like, you play like a game. I brought this up a couple of times. So you play an open world game and you see what appears to be something in the far distance. But then you're restricted in the space because that's where you learn all your lessons that we're here for. And the other stuff, that's just interesting. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was, like, you know, the earth, that the way that people describe flat earth and the way people describe regular earth are all happening simultaneously at once. And certain people are seeing certain things. I just don't know if they there's are, one.
But I'll tell you why. First of all, have you ever watched Star Trek?
Yep.
Okay. So if I say the word holodeck, you know what I'm talking about, correct? Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, well,
all right, so all the planets, actually, I hate to blow everybody's or illusions, they're all ships. So Venus is a ship. That's a whole nother story. We could talk about Vietnam and Venus all day long. That's a very interesting story. But they're all on poles, docking poles in outer space, and we're on a ship. And I have pictures of this. Okay. And there's a dome over the ship, which Stephen King tells us, Under the Dome, which was filmed in North Carolina. And if you watch that, there's some truth to that. I always say watch Westworld, 100% documentary of cloning and transfer of human consciousness. But what we're on the ship. And so on the ship, there's a holodeck. The game plays on the holodeck. So things like you're talking about, the ice wall, it's just part of the game. Like, go play any game. You'll see the graphics. You'll see the world created within the game that is viewed one way. You get off the holodeck. You get onto the, you go into main control room. You're going to be like, dang, that was a wild game. I don't know why I played that for 7,000 years, you know, and you're going to be like, okay, give me back my seat. I want to, like, navigate this ship. So we're on a ship that is generally docked next to other ships, Venus, Mars, et cetera, et cetera. That's why the stargates and the jump rooms are so easy to do. That's why a lot of the jump rooms go to Venus and they go to Mars. So the elite that are escaping from the end of the world, which is obvious anyway, they don't go underground. They could, of course, we know there's dumbs. I mean, we all know that. We've all seen the pictures, you know, of that. We know they exist. They don't. They go through the jump rooms. There's a jump room in every Hilton hotel. There's a jump room in every Marriott hotel.
What do you mean
the jump room? Jump room in every major hospital. And they jump ships. A jump room is a stargate that you walk through, certain room, you walk in, you they sometimes have to give you drugs, they sometimes have to give you stuff, because when you're traveling through time and space, non-time and space,
you know, I feel like there was a period of time in my life where the world was kind of like cooler, and it was just like less freaking weird. I think maybe I went to a jump room and I went into a weird one, and I want to jump back into a world where the majority of people on the earth are nuts. Is there a way to how do you identify these jump rooms, and can you identify and go to a different phase of humanity that isn't nuts like this one?
I mean, there's games that aren't nuts. There's planets, ships, experiences that are completely amazing and peaceful, and
the that's where I want to go.
You know,
how do you get to those?
Die. Or have your space family come pick you up. That's how you get out of the avatar with this unique percent. But you are out. You, for example, extremely high frequency B.
I don't know what I am.
You are in like thousands of other points of view. You're just choosing to have this point of view, having this interview with me right now. But you are in peaceful places. You are in worse places. You are in better places. You're in all kinds of places. Plus, you're in different places right now here because you have a lot of clones.
I have clones? So I feel bad. I can't imagine what more than one of me walking around would be like.
I say that all the time.
That's funny. Feel so, because there's only one of me can drive my whole family absolutely crazy. So just coming back a little bit to, you said there's some kind of technology that you have access to that allows, that maybe would give us a fighting chance or give us an advantage. What technology is this, and can people access this technology that would kind of increase your awareness?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, a lot of people know it is. I mean, we've had the technology forever. I mean, 30 or 40 years ago, I had multiple machines, and a lot of you guys have been on this technology. It's just applied differently. It's the same technology as MRI, same technology as, you know, everything's like color, frequency, sound, ultrasound, same technology as all of this. The medical field, though, only uses it very, very laser focused. So, you know, in ultrasound, you're doing a certain thing. MRI, you're doing a certain thing. We're allowed to have this technology and program the back end software however we want, which means there's no information that is not available to us from an outside neutral point of view without an opinion. So as a psychic, if I crawl around your body, I could have an opinion about the state of your arteries, and another medical intuitive could crawl around your body and have a different opinion. You know, I could be like, the calcification means this. She or he could be like,
I'm just trying to pause right there. Is there any chance you can check my arteries after the show just to see how they're doing?
Yes, I'll be happy to, by the way. I'll be happy to offer you, I'll do a mini scan on you after the show or within
the next week. Thank you.
So, but, but the beautiful thing is now we don't have these big machines like you guys have been on. And have you ever been to the chiropractor and been on one of those biofeedback machines?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do that. I have this thing called a beamer too. I'm starting to find more and more new technologies.
Yeah, I've had that. I got rid of it. But anyway, that's another story. But at your chiropractor, they usually use it. They'll identify some imbalances, but they usually use it to sell supplements. That's just how most chiropractors use it. Mm. However, we have it available on your app or tablet. It's called the Genius. I can offer everybody a 14-day trial if they want. Give you the link. Up to you. We can drop it or not. But it's perfectly available to everyone. It is what I call medical level technology. So not everybody, you know, not everybody can use every computer program. And it's the same thing with this. You know, some people are going to have a bent to it, but it's really great for practitioners of natural health or psychological health, et cetera, because there's nothing it can't tell you. Emotions, beliefs, thoughts, programming, the things that most people can't get at. Most people don't know their subconscious beliefs that are running, not just since childhood, but from past lives. So we're able to get at a lot of things that a lot of people can't, because we can break really, really ingrained thousands of years patterns if you're and you know, part of the reason this place is so crappy, there's so many beings without souls walking running around, NPCs, clones with no
souls. I do see a lot of, the NPCs, people who are just easily manipulated. I've questioned if I was an NPC a couple of times, because there was a period of time, it's going to sound really strange, but I feel like the person that's here right now, I feel like I've replaced the guy that was here previously. I think I retain all the memories of the person that is in this physical body. I think I might be a walk-in.
I can tell you after the show. I'll tell you.
It's very strange, but I don't know.
Very, 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 very high frequency. I rarely run into somebody like you, so I wouldn't be surprised. Sometimes you replace you with you, though. This isn't taught about walk-ins. Sometimes we think it's a whole new being or whole new soul that walks in. Mm. Sometimes who walks in is an upper frequency of your own soul. It's called a soul overlay. So I'd be interested that, because I think you were born pretty, when I look at you, I think you were born pretty high frequency to begin with. I think you've always had a really, really sharp mind. Looks like to me, like you have an above genius IQ. They won't tell you that. They lie to you. You're probably in a lot of the programs and highly used, but I think you were always like that. I don't think the being that walked in, I don't think you were like dumb and stupid and then became like smart and amazing. I think you've always been kind of smart and amazing.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Since I was in elementary school, for some reason, my kindergarten teacher and all the teachers in school were trying to tell me I was stupid, and they didn't like me. It was
you know why? Because you don't think like the 3D program. So that does make you stupid, according to the game model.
What would you say would be two things a person can immediately start doing right now to dramatically improve their life? If they are in this game, and they, because I look for power-ups. So I look for advanced technologies, and I look for I listen to certain frequencies. Sure. I still listen to 9032 megahertz, and I started doing that, and that was really positive because I used to get really stressed out, and that's taking a lot of stuff away. So what two hacks you would say would be great to upgrade your consciousness or frequency?
They're going to be really, really cheap and really, really simple, and you guys are going to be like, no way. So my first thing is spend as much time as you can in silence, without devices, without anything, alone. And that is anywhere. Yeah. If you're a mom with kids, you can go in your closet, even if you start with 15 minutes alone, like just alone, nobody else but you, because here again is you have everything. If you're a fire creation being, you have everything inside of you. You have all the connections, all the abilities, same abilities as I have, no difference. Second thing is, and it's again, so simple, so cheap, so free, go into nature and sit in nature. Okay. Like one of the things people don't know, and it's so amazing. I have a really strong connection, as people know me, with the elementals. And I just got the most amazing picture of a Sasquatch almost in the fur holding their babies. They always hold their babies out to me. It drives me nuts. My kids kid me. They're like, maybe they're like, get rid of this thing. They're trying to give it to you. I just got like a class A, and I always get pictures like this, photograph of a Sasquatch. So I'm really connected to nature. And you guys can get this too, but you have to go and you have to connect with it. But one thing people don't know is when you go sit and you sit among the trees, you want to know what's happening in Africa. You want to know what's really happening in Australia, because you think you know what's happening. But I always say, if you won't stake your life on the information or the life of the people you love, you don't know what's happening. You only know what you're being told. Unless you know someone there that you trust with your life, like, you know, like Paris is burning. If you don't know someone there that you trust with your life, then you don't know that Paris is burning. You only know what you're being shown and told. Mm. And so you can go sit among the trees, and the trees on the wind pass all the world information all the time around and around the globe. And so you become sensitive to these things, and you can ask, you can bounce it off. You can say things out loud. Is Paris burning? The trees know. They'll tell you. And it sounds stupid, but all these.
I think it's not stupid at all. My beloved teacher, one of my old teachers, used to tell me used to advise people to put their crown chakra against the trees, and the trees would actually cleanse it. And then there's Dr. Stephen Sinatra, who was this incredible cardiologist, who fortunately is no longer with us. He was adamant about grounding. He was adamant about being one with nature and kind of surrendering yourself.
I never wear shoes. As a matter of fact, I've had to keep multiple pairs of shoes in my car because I can't tell you the times I've driven places, like to the grocery store, and I'm like, shoot, I don't have shoes in the car because I never wear shoes. That's a third thing. Gosh, you guys, how cheap is it to take off your shoes? You're going to save a lot of money. Now, if shoes are your thing, I'm not judging that. That's fine. We can all have hobbies. But I'm just saying, my dad thought I was absolutely crazy. I was out in 40 degrees, well, it's North Carolina, so it wasn't that cold, but it was ice. I was stacking wood for 3 hours barefoot on ice, and I wasn't even wearing anything. But then again, that's my belief about, you know, the ice. It's kind of the ice thing. It's mind over matter. But my feet are very, very accustomed to all kinds of conditions, including ice. And I was perfectly fine. My parents think I'm absolutely nuts, but I don't really care. But
I don't think you're nuts at all. I think, seriously, I think you're one of the most sane people I've met. Yeah, I love the fact that you're at least asking questions. All these people that sit down and just look at life kind of go along, I think they're the ones that are completely nuts.
I do too, because I don't know how they do it, because I think even as beings like you and I, we get bored and we get challenged being here. And I don't know how those beings that they live for the next baby shower and the next wedding and the next baseball game and the next beer in front of another Netflix show. I don't know how they survive without like stretching and growing and creating, you know.
But Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Again, the website is secrettoeverything.com. We'll definitely post links. And again, thank you
so
much.
Us.
Thank you. Okay, everyone, that concludes today's edition of the Out of Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show. Special thanks to our unbelievable guest, and special thanks as always to our virtues, Miss Carrie O'Connor, Miss Constance Dallas, and our associate producer, Jenny Lamisa. To learn more about the Out of Limits of Inner Truth, please go to our website at outoflimitsradio.com. And till the next time we meet, my friends, I wish upon you an abundance of peace, love, and beers. Take good care, and thank you so much for listening.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.